Well, well, well. Welcome back, y'all. I can't believe you came back. Let me just say, I'm glad you came back. So welcome back to another episode of Gadgets and Geekery Presents Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I am your host, Q, and I'm here to bring the good damn time. Okay, so our season two opener is Mr. Joshua Brown of Nerds and Hip Hop. This brother, first of all, he fine. I'm going to stop saying it because I'm married. My husband going to chew me the fuck out. So I don't know if Josh was single, but y'all hit up his DMs. Make him feel good. Make them brown cheeks blush. But yeah, this brother created basically a platform for AKA nerdcore artists. If you don't know what that is, it's basically anybody that's a lyricist that involves their passion and love of geek culture, whether that be anime or comic books, into their rhymes. Like I told him in the interview, which you'll hear, I didn't even know about this until I ran into Mr. Crazy 8 the Great. And it was like, where has this been all my life? I'm not saying it's a new genre, but it's new to me in the last year or so. And I'm so glad that it has touched me in a way that music has the majority of my life, but this touches me in a different way because of the passion for geek culture. All right, so if you are a nerdcore artist, this is one of those take note moments because Joshua's dropping dimes. So give it a try. Enjoy. Sexual and Intellectual. I am your host, Q. And today's guest is Mr. Joshua Brown of Nerds and Hip Hop. Doing? I am good. I always start the show off with trying to do a mental check-in with all my guests. So how you doing in these Rona times?
Ooh-wee. All right. So my mental health is good, man. I stay on a positive note. Like, I mean, I went on a positive kick for forever. That's my whole thing. Throughout this time, I've just been trying to keep it, man. Like, trying to stay busy, trying to stay focused on something else. That helps my mental health 100%.
Yeah, so at any point, because it's going on, 6 months we've been doing this?
Yeah, man. Like, sometimes it don't feel like it, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm an essential worker and everything, but it's like, it's still just, you can feel it, like, in the air. Like, when you go somewhere, whenever you go, it's just, like, all the stuff that shut down that wouldn't have been, it's kind of like, ooh, it's starting to look like Last of Us or something.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I got to open some shit up, turn some lights on.
Yeah. I think about that a lot. Like, you know, a lot of businesses are trying to make it as best they can, especially small businesses. So I'm like, what will this look like, you know, in the next year or so? Because I'm in the catering industry. So a lot of our competitors and stuff like that, you know, we close niche, we keep it in the fold. We talk to each other, and some people, like, they had to close the doors a month in.
Man.
So I'm like, a lot of my favorite places might not be open when we finally can get out there like we want to.
Exactly, man. It's like a big old, like, have you ever seen that movie Surrogate with Bruce Willis?
That sounds familiar. Are you talking about the people with the they would put their consciousness into the robots?
Yes. Okay. That's what it feels like, man. Like they're trying to get us there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty soon ain't nobody gonna be outside. It's just gonna be everybody inside and these little robots and, you know, just like stuff we can't even touch out there. Like, you know what I mean? Sorry to go conspiracy theorists, but you know what I mean? That's how I feel. Like, I feel like they're prepping us for that. They're like, I don't know. It's weird.
Man, we could talk about that forever because I have my own theories and I'm like, people like, oh, this is just for the meantime, in between time. I'm like, I think this is with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the flu. Flu is every season. And this is a higher caliber of flu, basically. But I'm just like, right. I don't think it's going anywhere. It's some stuff that you can eradicate, but I don't think this is going to be one of them.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Like, I don't feel like, yeah, you can't, because you can't make everybody do everything at one time. Like, we're not that type of society, man. We need to free. Like, we too, like, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna be like, after this, it's gonna be like a gang of people that don't got their mask on, a gang of people that do got their mask on. Like, you know what I mean, it's just gonna be like that. It's just what it is, man. Like, so
Watching CNN News and they were showing a world map
And it was like all the countries that have closed its gates to America, like flights coming in. It's probably two countries in the world, like someplace in Africa and someplace in South Asia. And the rest of the world like, nah, keep y'all asses in America. Y'all in timeout. You motherfuckers don't know how to act. You don't want to follow orders because you think it's somebody infringing on your rights. Be over there with that toddler shit.
Yeah, they ain't having it. They like, you ain't going on a trip to nowhere.
Nowhere.
Everything.
You gotta go to Jamaica. That's it.
For real. Like, you be out there somewhere not wearing a mask if you want to. Somebody gonna blow aside your head.
I feel like that's where we going. I think even in the United States, I think that's where, you know, we all getting to a point. Like, motherfucker, if one more person catch this virus because they don't want to wear no mask, get your ass in the corner.
Social distance, you know, social timeout.
Yes, god damn. Oh, it makes me crazy. I just feel like, you know, and it's a I guess you're dancing on a knife's edge when you start talking about martial law. Cause yeah. when do you cut that off? But I'm like, I feel like we getting to that point. Because the numbers ain't slowing down. They just rising and rising and rising. So at some point, you gotta instate something like that to be like, your ass is on punishment for real, for yeah. real.
Pretty much, you niggas don't listen. You heard it. Like, I'm gonna hit your ass with something. Like, I mean, I feel like they knew that already. I feel like it's, you know what I mean? It's so many things that are in place in our society, like especially all the, you know, social media, all that stuff like that. They kind of have a firm idea and a firm grasp how we'll react to certain stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like they already know. Like, and that's saying, and whatever's going to happen next was planned to happen next.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it, man. That's why I'm not, like, really tripping. I'm, like, kind of like, yeah, this is probably planned. Like, you know what I'm saying? They knew it was up. They knew it was around the corner. Like, how the hell, like, I mean, I feel like, you know, the whole, oh, you know, it was a bat, and it's that. I mean, I'm sure some way there was something like that. But at the same time, man, for a place that knows when earthquakes is coming, a storm is coming, and all this, to not know when a super pandemic could possibly happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit, you know, flat.
But see, that's a lie. You know, like Trump likes to say fake news. But I'm just like, it's a lie because this is something that the CDC is always worrying about. That's part of their job, is to try to get on top of something before something pop off. So they've been telling government, it's coming, it's coming. Y'all keep cutting our aid, it's coming. You keep cutting our grants, and here it is. And we just ass out, all of us ass out.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to cut because I'm sweating thinking about this shit. So basically, Joshua, we got you on the show today to talk about you and Nerds of Hip Hop. So basically what I'd like to start off with my guests is to talk about how you were growing up and the things that influenced you in your life to get you where you are today. So if you could walk us through that.
How I was growing up. A little black weirdo. No.
Okay. Yes, we all are.
Let's start there. Nah. I mean, for me growing up, I grew up in L.A. Like, you know what I mean? I'm from Cali. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I grew up in L.A. until I was like, you know, 16 and everything like that. Moved to the Inland Empire. But the reason why I'm mentioning that is because, you know, as we all know, highly, you know, gang area, all that stuff like that. Everybody knows how Cali is, especially Los Angeles. So, you know, growing up in that era, but I had a different way about me, which was I liked nerd culture things. At the time, it wasn't called that. It was just, you know, video games, whatever the case may be, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it was pretty much, I knew what I didn't want to be, which was a gang member and all that stuff like that, but you're still in that area. So it was a heavy influence on the culture of what I knew or what I was, you know, around. But at the same time, my parents were amazing, you know what I mean, and trying to, you know, keep me and my brother and sister active and, you know, church things and just family oriented, making sure that we were well-rounded. So, you know, I did a lot of movie watching, a lot of video game playing, a lot of staying inside away from the, you know, the things that are going on out there, you know, but it's still like, it left me middle ground. So it's just like a nerd with an edge. Like, you know,
okay, yeah.
So that's pretty much where Nerds and Hip Hop started for me. That's the base root because it's in me. It's who I am. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Living on both of those tiers.
Okay. All right. So, so were there any specific things like, so were you into, cause I don't know your age. I'm not trying to put you out there like that. I tell everybody my age, I'm 40. So it was a lot of cartoons that I watched that put me into this today. So were there any particular cartoons from back in the day and comic books and movies that just influenced your nerdhood, if you will?
Definitely, like, you know what I mean, for me at the younger age, Spider-Man was my guy. Like, I always had some sort of a Spider-Man figure or something everywhere with me. He was in my pocket, he in there losing arms and legs, running around, Spider-Man just dying in my pocket and shit. But you know what I mean, I was that kid, like, you know what I mean, I was at the Spider-Man comics, and my first brush with anything Comic-Con-ish was like, everybody knows about Western in L.A., the street Western, as long as I don't know what. But on Western, I forgot what the cross street was. I was young as hell. But was a card show that happened every, I would say, every year. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? Me and my brother were able to go to that. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just like, you know, we would just kind of ride our bikes. And it was right there. My mom wasn't tripping. It wasn't too far away. Everything like that. And the card show signified my nerddom because it was just so many things. There were so many, like, I loved comic cards at the time. They had the comic cards, like comic books, those exclusive toys that you would never find anywhere, but in the back of the comic shop for like $40. Like, you know what I mean? Those, they had all of that there. And I was just like, oh, this is better than Toys R Us. I
remember thinking, like,
you know what I mean? Best place I've ever been. Like, fuck Chuck E. Cheese. I want to come here. Like, you know what I mean? So that for me was the pinnacle of me understanding that, like, I like nerd stuff. Like, but I didn't know that's what it was called at the time. I just thought comics and things as such were cool. I didn't even like sports. I was comics all day.
Did you ever, did any anime ever influence you, or you were just straight like Western?
That's why I'm glad you're doing this with me, so we can do this in categories. I can sit there and talk about every topic for like 90 minutes at least. But so anime for me, first on out, was just Dragon Ball Z. Like, you know what I mean? And like I said, at the time, I didn't even know that was called anime. Like, I just thought it was just the dopest fucking cartoon I've ever seen in my life. I was just like, where do you see a cartoon where, like, some of the main characters get killed? Like, I was like, what? Like, dude blew up Krillin. I was like, hold on, he's about to come. I'm thinking like the G.I. Joe days. You remember on G.I. Joe, like, somebody blew up in a plane, nigga. They always the parachute. I don't even see it. 3 minutes ago, here this nigga come with the parachute. Like,
I see you make it out of there, sir. Yeah.
You know, since there was no parachute for Krillin. So I was like, yo, this nigga ain't come. Oh, shit, he dead. Oh, damn. This is real. Like, you know what I mean? Goku's training and all that stuff. Like, it just really was like a cartoon-ass soap opera. Like, you know what I mean? It's very dope. Very dope. So that was my first brush with anime, was Dragon Ball Z.
To tell you the truth, I think that is true of a lot of Black people. Because that was one of my first. And everybody I talked to, they say that it was their first. No matter, you know, what TV channels you had in your neck of the woods, that was everybody's first, basically.
Yeah.
So when we connected it, I always tell people it has a undertone that Black people can connect to.
Yeah.
It's like, definitely. Goku, he a cool dude, he a cool dad, but you a piece of shit dad, Goku.
Yo, I was thinking that shit too. Like, recently I started watching Dragon Ball Super just because, like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, once he got that money real quick, he was just like, all right, Chi Chi, I'm out. Like, you'll say, yo, you got a whole ass son. Like, I miss you, dad. He's like, shut up, man, I got to go train him. What?
And it be dads like that. It be dads in the community like that. Then you find a dude in the neighborhood that he like the neighborhood godfather. That's fucking Piccolo.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly. Take care of these kids. I'm gonna school these kids. They daddies ain't around.
Yo, this nigga got a big ass cape on all day. Like, what kind of
But I'm just saying it's relatable, okay? That's why Piccolo will always be black to me. Everybody. Yeah, oh, man.
He got that deep voice, man. Kind of sound like Tyrese or something. Like, yeah.
But the main thing is, he said he had a line. I don't even remember which episode it was, but he was training Gohan, and Gohan started crying. He said, "Are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about." And I was like, "Oh, this nigga's black." He said, "My mama lying." I said, "This nigga is black." I'll give you something to cry. Okay, so that's enough about that. What I want to ask you, if you could tell our listeners, what made you create Nerds and Hip Hop, and how did it all start?
Okay, yo, definitely. I love talking about the story because, okay, I started, and I still do, I'm creating a comic called General Joshua and everything like that. And, you know, it's a black main character. And, you know, I was looking at who would be my demographic. Like, I was reading a lot of books on you know, creating your comic book and stuff like that. And like, you need to reach a demographic once you get done. So I just started out on Instagram reaching, like seeing who my demographic was, looking at different things, like, you know, following people, talking to people. And it was like every page that I went on, I seen people like, oh, I love anime and hip hop. I love comics and hip hop. I love gaming and hip hop. And I was like, hey, me too. I was like, dope. Like, you know what I mean? So I didn't, you know, never mind. And after, and I was like, you know what? It'd be dope if both of those things were on a platform together so that you can kind of learn about it. And, you know, not necessarily, you know, those two cultures are too far from each other, because I also used to MC. That was the thing that I used to do. I used to rap a lot. Like, you know what I mean? And, so for me, it was just kind of like, that's a dope angle to kind of like give people a platform to just enjoy both. Like, you know, just unapologetically, like, and bridging the gap between both of those cultures. I felt like, you know, it signifies how close people can be. Like, you know what I mean? We're not too far from one another. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, hip-hop is like the number one genre in the world right now. Nerd culture is one of the biggest cultures, if not the biggest culture in the world. There's any aspect of nerd culture people can relate to.
Exactly.
So I was like, yo, let's join up. Let's see. Let's start world peace there. Why not? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like my thought. And also showing people that, you know, nerds hit different these days. We looking a lot different these days. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like,
it ain't Steve Urkel.
Exactly. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? So I had a question sometimes. Like, somebody was just like, oh, why are you putting such, you know, saying people that look like models and stuff like that? And I'm like, dude, because I really want to signify that these are nerds too. It's different. The reason why you're shocked that I'm putting these type of people is the reason why I want to, like, you know what I'm saying, do it. It's like, you know what I mean? Show you, like, you know, mama's from down the street, like, you know what I mean? Chick that look like a homegirl, she in her house watching anime, like, you know what I'm saying? That look like, you know, he chilling in the hood all the time. He also does gaming all day, bro. We gonna talk about the rest of us, like, you know what I'm saying? It's dope because people didn't know, and I didn't know, you know, so.
Yeah, because it goes across demographics. It's accessible to everybody. You know, back in the day, when you know, anime made its way across the ocean over to the States, it was limited. So now you can stream, you can download an app, you got your anime, you can get your PS4 and play with somebody in Japan online. Like, it crosses all those barriers that before you had to have some money or just access to be a part of it, just have that kind of you know, geekdom going on in your world. Yeah, man. But when you spoke on the hip hop and how comics and hip hop come together, I thought about Marvel, because they picked up on it too. They felt it. It was a vibe. So they had all those covers that mimicked the hip hop covers. So I was like, oh, that was a vibe.
That's the vibe that's going. And, like, you know, it's a big transition that's been happening with, like, the hip hop culture and you know, nerd culture. You can see it all over. Like, you got your Travis Scott's, like, you know what I mean? That you know, like, he did that whole Fortnite concert.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got like your Kid Cudi's, you got like different people that have already kind of been on that cuff bridge in the gap. And then you got your Megan Thee Stallion that openly says she really loves anime and has cosplayed, you know, in mainstream media, like, you know what I'm saying, signifying that she really loves anime. Like, you know what I mean? So you got this thing going. And like, you know, nerdcore, hip hop, rap, and everything like that, which I'm really trying to shine a light, because you know that's a subgenre that's hot. And if you've ever been an MC, you know, stands on top of subject matter and creating a genre out of subject matter, that's not easy. So it's just like that separates the men from the boys for me. So you know, it's so much going on in connection with the whole nerds and hip hop thing. It's just, yo, it's time to kind of like, I feel like, you know, push the line on that.
In other words, it's time to capitalize. Folks capitalize,
definitely a help, because you know, you got, I was telling somebody else also, was just like, you know, it's been so heavily influenced by gang culture, like hip hop, you know what I'm saying, the drug lords, you know what I mean, like trapping. I'm not mad at anybody for doing what they do. Like, you know what I mean? I've got to put that out there. But at the same time, you know, I feel like this genre is a little bit more, gets back more to the element of hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, like dope stories or creativity. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of just drug this, drug that. Like, you know, so we're losing rappers left and right. Like, Young Pop Smoke. Like, you know what I mean? Triple X. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, that shit's sad over, like, you know, rap being signified with gang culture and drug culture. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, let's get it back to, like, you know, some chill stuff too, so people can just show their talent and not have to worry about getting shot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to take you back, because again, I'll be showing my age. Original anime lovers was the Wu-Tang.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nerds, they was hard as fuck nerds. It was like, you know, the RZA ass, he didn't live in a compound in Japan and learn how to do a wushu martial arts with the fucking Shaolin monks. So that was, you know, dude's hood, the grit and grime. And he was like, fuck with that. I know what I like and I can still whoop your ass.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's the level of nerd that I'm talking about. That's who we rolling with over here. You know what I mean?
So with your brand of nerds in hip hop, you talk about the team members you have, all of your different people that work with you, and y'all work together to collaborate to bring nerds and hip hop together. So basically your team of nerds in hip hop,
Well, yeah, like I feel like, okay, so my whole thing is the team for me is why I say I have community and not followers. Like, I mean, my team is the entire, anybody that is a follower on Nerds and Hip Hop is really community. Okay. So it's community. Like, you know what I mean? So everybody that is on this page is part of the team. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or potentially can be. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do is a more interactive page. Like, you guys are interactive. The growth and success of Nerds and Hip Hop is based solely upon the community and how much you guys want to do with this and help me do. Like, you know what I mean? Because honestly, it's me. Like, yeah. I said, it's me. Like, you know what I mean? So it's, and we got other people that are connected, like, you know, directly. My guy Zane and then Miss Priv, like, you know what I mean? People that I've known from my hip hop side of things and, you know, are helping me turn some of the things over, but it's still part of the community.
Okay, cool. Break down for the listeners, what do you actually do, like the inner workings at Nerds and Hip Hop? So I know you have some nerdcore or nerd rappers that you work with. How does all that take place? How do you connect with these people?
Okay, so like the very big important thing about Nerds and Hip Hop that I need everybody to understand is that Nerds and Hip Hop, besides being a page, is a website that I plan on turning into a more nerdcore platform or rendition of World Star Hip Hop. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what nerdsandhiphop.com is. And what I want to do is get everybody from the community and everybody that I know flood into that, like I said, so that we can create that to be something huge, like, you know what I mean, showcasing, giving nerdcore rappers a platform, giving cosplayers a bigger platform, or another platform, gamers, all of the alike, like, you know what I mean, like, mm-hmm. people that make short films that are cosplay-oriented, like, blah, 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 hip-hop-infused, like, you know, just giving them a voice, another voice, and then, you know, I want to get away from social media after a while,
mm-hmm.
have it be solely on there, because as people need to understand, we do not own our social media
page.
You're renting a space. Like I'm saying, like, that's a very big equivalent to owning it, renting a house, and, I mean, renting a place and owning a place, like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So, it's like, I want to make sure that my peoples know, like, definitely try to create your own platform, because I know anybody that I know that has a page anywhere has succumbed to how they like to run stuff, as in getting put in Facebook jail or getting shut out from an account for like 10 days. Like, come on, bruh. Like, miss me with that, unless I'm out here like doing ridiculous, gratuitous butt showing or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's just gonna cut off my voice. Like, this is my opinion, which, like, nah, get out of here.
Exactly. You got your own website. You got to work. You got your own actual app. You don't have to worry about that shit.
Exactly. That's where this needs to go. I mean,
yeah.
For everybody. And,
oh, for everybody. But thinking small, you stay small. So you put that out there for them. I hope they take taking notes. what are your future plans and goals for Nerds and Hip Hop?
My future plans and goals, like I said, is to, first and foremost, make sure nerdsandhiphop.com is what I say it is. It delivers like I say I want it to deliver. Did you see me just do the Obama hand? I just
did. I just... Somebody serious about their business. Go ahead.
So that's my first and foremost. Make sure Nerds and Hip Hop delivers like it says it's going to deliver. Nerdsandhiphop.com, you know. And then after that, I really want to delve into creating like a Comic-Con that's kind of like San Diego Comic-Con meets Coachella vibe. Like, you know what I mean? Like a big ass comic convention / concert. Like, I see that happening. Like, you know what I mean? Just vendors upon vendors, like, you know what I mean? Everywhere. Acts of all kind, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe the first day it'll be all hip hop, the second day, you know, saying rock, something, like, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit? Reggae? I don't care. Okay. Whatever the people want, like, you know what I mean? And just making this vibe just the dopest shit ever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll definitely call upon the superpowers, Blur Fleet, and all that to make sure happens, you know what I mean? At some point, like, I'm gonna build to that, like, you know what I mean? I'm a very big person on taking your time, making the right steps, but definitely I'm a workaholic, so all those right steps should not be too far.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing.
At least see that shit popping off, because I used to be in radio, so we used to have a car show every year. It's like an annual thing. Everybody knew that was the shit that hit the city when the summer come out. They would have the car shows, competitions, blah blah blah, and then they would have musical guests. So it would be like tiers. The little tiny stage for local artists. You had a big stage for, you know, fucking Cardi B and whoever was gonna roll through. So I can see that shit happening. That'd be great. Keep that. I want to go. I want to pass. All right. Let me see. Okay. So could you name a couple of the few that you work with, that you sponsor and you showcase on your website?
You said a few artists.
Yeah. Nerdcore hip hop artists.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry, it's breaking up just a little bit, but we're going to rock with it.
Yeah.
One of which, nerdcore artists, I'm going to just do, you know, say three, because, you know, I don't want none of them to get mad at me.
Yeah. So,
I got my boy, Crazy 8 the Great. It's amazing.
He's fine, got, dude. Right? Yes. You know
what I mean? That's, he got an album, like, dropping, you know what I mean? Very, very dope cat. My boy, Clutch Boy Wonder, man, super duper amazing cat, young cat, very energetic, bringing a different feel to nerdcore rap. Hieroglyphics, man, super amazing dude, man. Like, you know, I had the opportunity.
His name. I gotta find him. That's the second time I've heard his name.
Yeah, Hyro is an amazing dude, man. Like, this this cat can do anything you want to do, man. It just so happens it does rap. Like, you know what I mean? Just the people, just the three that I named. Like, there's other ones, and I don't want to leave them out either, but at the same time, I don't want to make this just a big shout-out, like, for the rest of the segment. So, you know, those are three that I work with directly on a regular basis. So, they are, like, just the fact that I created Nerds and Hip Hop, we're able to meet some people like them, man, that is so driven, man, so dedicated to their craft, so creative, like, you know what I mean? It just showed me that I'm headed in the right direction by creating this, like, you know what I mean? Like, it signified that.
Yeah, man. So, okay, you spoke on cosplayers. Are you working with cosplayers right now?
I'm always reaching out to cosplayers. When we say work with, I would say, like, you know what I mean? I would say definitely, yeah. One of my favorites, man, and I always shout her out because she shows so much love and continues to show love. And to nerdsandhiphop.com, nerdsandhiphop, the page, is, I don't know if you know, Feminist Chronicles.
Yes, I follow them.
So damn amazing. Just an amazing-ass person. Like, let's get past the fact that she's beautiful, but it's just the fact that she has a beautiful heart, bro. Like, I didn't expect her to show as much love as she did early on. Because you know how some people are with followers. Oh, you got 100 followers. Come back to me when you got the blue check. Like, you know what I mean? All that shit. Like, you know, tell those people, I'm not trying to be mad and angry. I don't care, honestly. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like to see somebody that's on a level higher, way, way higher than you, that's able to be like, hey, man, yo, don't worry about that. Showing love just because they did your page or did what you're trying to do. Like, yo, I was like, yo, hats off. That's dope. I appreciate you. Like, you know what I mean? So much. So, like I said, she's one of the main ones. Jet Cosplay, another amazing dude that showed crazy love. He steadily shows love. Like, these are people that I will work with anytime, and I appreciate them. And, like, you know, I check in time to time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I went to your page and I was like, I know her. She's so beautiful. I follow her. So I'm glad that she could be a part of this this movement. Let's see here. Huh?
No, I said, yeah, just an amazing person. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. So where can the audience, I know on Fridays you have something called Freestyle Fridays. If you could tell us a little bit about that and then where our audience can find Freestyle Fridays, because I love that shit. I used to go to, what's that shit back in the day? MC Battles, where they just eat each other up. But go ahead.
Imagine my joy. I used to do MC Battles. Like, that was my thing. But so Freestyle Friday, man, it's a segment that we do on Friday, like, you know what I mean? And usually you can find that on our page and our stories.
Okay.
Reason why I did it like that is because, you know, it varies from week to week how many people we have. Okay. You know what I mean? Sometimes it could be as less as 3 people. Sometimes it could be as many as, I try to keep it a cap to like 6 or maybe 7. Okay. If we just have an influx of people that are sending in. And also people can send in, like, you know what I mean, their videos. Like, I'm a very honest person. If it's really bad, I'm going to tell you. It's like being MC myself, I can't sit here and let you go out like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, bro, you might want to work on this, you might want to work on that.
But
after me and being like, no, I want you to play it. I want to, all right.
But yeah, it's good to be 100 like that, because keep, you know, like you said, submitting. You're not the final word, but that's not on brand. We're not gonna play that. Yeah. And so you need to come and try again better.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean, I can't sit there and condone certain things. Like, you know what I mean, if you're like, okay, people do certain stuff sometimes just to be funny. Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes what you're saying is mad offensive to a lot of people. Like, I gotta pause on you, like, you know what I'm saying, because it's not what we're going for. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not I really love freedom of speech. I really love for people to speak their mind. But there, you know, there's a time and place for that. Like, if you want to go on a live and speak your mind with me, like, you know what I mean? Something like that, I don't mind doing that at all. Like, you know what I mean? So you have dialogue, people can kind of chime in. You can kind of tell your story, cool. But, like, sometimes, like, you know, if you're just outwardly just saying wild stuff, like, you know what I mean, in order to just get some sort of reaction. Like, I don't put you on the platform. Like, I'm trying to keep a level of positivity in a sense. Not saying I'm trying to diminish what your style is, but definitely just come correct. You know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just come correct. You know?
Yeah, well, I think that's cool. That's different anyway. Just, oh, y'all gonna rap live, nigga. Just, it's freestyle, right? So I think that's cool. Yeah, so I want to talk about a little bit more about you. We did that. We talked about your brand. But what's something you wish you had known before you began this journey to building your empire?
I wish I knew how difficult it is to be a content creator. I thought this when I first seen this, I was like, oh, that's dope. I just throw up some posts and stuff. Like, it became a thing.
Yeah, like, it's a job.
This for a while. Yeah, it's like it's a whole ass job. Like, I need people to know that, because I need people to know when they see you drop something, when they see Head Nerds in Charge drop something, when they see me drop, bruh, this ain't easy. Yeah. Do this all the time, like, show love, because we need it, like, you know what I mean? And I promise you, like, just as much as anybody that else is on here, nerdcore rapper, cosplayer, all that, these content creators need that love too, because this is not easy, bro. Don't just look at it, like it. Something, like,
you know? Comment it, share it, shit.
And we out here, like, really, like, that's a real grind, like, it's a 24/7 grind, honestly, like, you know what I mean? So, I know that's one of the things. It was just, I didn't know it was gonna be so involved, and I love it though. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I'm happy. Yeah. But it's just, yeah. I didn't know it was gonna be tough like that. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you right now, we having some connection issues, but that's. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it froze for a quick minute. It froze. Can you hear me?
You now, but that's all good. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to pause when we need to.
Yeah, it paused right there. It froze. You can make a face, though, so you good. So it wasn't.
Okay. That's usually my face. That's typically my face. Yeah. Okay, so my next question is, what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
That's a good one, man. Because actually, I get people to ask me that different times. Mm-hmm. Different people ask me that. My thing is, have your name and your theme.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on topic. Like I said, as much as you can. Like, you know what I mean? You can jump off into other stuff and stuff like that. But, you know, I want them to know that, because that's what makes it hard even for myself. Because I knew taking on nerd culture hip-hop culture is going to make me be a little bit all over the place. And that's one of the worst things you can actually do as a brand, unless you brand that. Just that. Like I said, my goal is to go world star with it. That worked for world star jumping everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? I felt like it could work for this. But I try to tell people that look at my page and just think that I'm just posting this. No, there's a method to my madness. So if you're following what I'm doing a little bit, make sure that you know why you're doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Not saying like, oh man, don't copy me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying know why you're doing it, because your posts are going to show if you're just randomly posting stuff. You want a theme of some sort. So I really want to tell people, like, always kind of have a theme. Like, you know what I mean? It's I'm not the perfect person for that. I don't got a million followers, but we do have, like, about, you know, somewhere, I don't know, 5,500 or something like that. And that was all within a year, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Nerds and Hip Hop's only been a thing for just about a year now. So, like, you know, I feel like we've had some pretty good success, honestly. So, you know, that's just my giving to people, because you can potentially ward off people by just posting too much random with no, unless you're like a meme creator. Like, I mean, that's still, you know, people get that.
Yeah. Yeah, so like the old cliche goes, it's a method to your madness. Like, you got to have a plan. You got to have a 3-month plan, a 6-month plan, a year plan. you know, and just keep building on that. And if, you always need a new plan, because that's what I'm doing right now. I'm like, okay, what I'm gonna do? What's what I'm gonna do fresh and new? So
exactly.
Yeah, what, you always got to be grinding.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it don't take long to get old because people have attention spans like that. Exactly. But what are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way?
Some of the best resources is actually you guys, like Blur Fleet and other people that have been doing some of the things that I'm doing now before me. Like, you know what I mean? That's always a help. And then actually the ones that are willing to give back, because you're going to run into some cats that you're going to feel like they stiff-arming you because they stiff-arming you.
Exactly.
They don't really want you to connect. Like, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I don't say that to be like a hater or be like, you know, negative. It's just really to give people a heads up, because you get into this stuff like that and you're looking for, like, especially if you're Black and you're looking at other Black creators, like, oh, he going to take me in. He going to show me look. Maybe not. That's a good point. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But there are ones that do. And like I said, that, you know, you guys, you know what I mean? Blur Fleet, you know what I mean? And things as such, you know, Blurred Over, all that. Like, you know, it's that acceptance and also that camaraderie kind of helped me a lot, because it was just like, I'm watching other people do what I do. And like, you know what I mean? And their struggles, their triumphs, their sweat and tears, you know what I'm saying? Of like, you know, this week, this month, like, you know what I mean? It makes you not feel alone. And that's, and I don't care what anybody says, one of the biggest things in human nature when you're going through something is not feeling alone. Like, you know what I mean? So that I feel like, you know what I mean? That helps a lot.
Yeah, because before Kurt reached out to me for the Blurred Fleet, there was plenty of times Gadgets and Geekery didn't make it. Like, it was at least three times I was like, I'm done with this shit. I don't think, you know, I'm not getting reciprocation from it. I don't know if people really like it, so why am I still doing it? And I was like, yeah, I'm done. And then Kurt just came out the clouds. It was like, come over here, baby. It's where your people at.
Shout out to Kurt, man. I told you, bro. He's Professor X, bro. He came, yes. Like, it wasn't a wheelchair, but you know what I mean? It's, no, he came like, hey, bro. Like, because I reached out to them. I actually, honestly, like, those are, like, I was reaching out to everybody at this time. I was reaching out. And, you know, he got back to me, and then we just started chopping it up via, you know, messaging. And I was just like, yeah, I like this dude. He cool.
Yes. And
he hit me with the invite. I was like, yo, you solid. Like, you know what I mean? I rock with you. I said, I don't know everybody yet. And I don't know, like, I'm a Cali dude. So, you know, one of the things about us is that we're not the quickest to trust. Like, you know what I mean? But the more I watch, the more I look, you know what I mean, from a distance, I was like, you know, these people solid. Like, I mess with it. I definitely mess with it. So.
Yeah. And just to speak on what you said, Kurt is like, just in the DMs, you get this sense like y'all been knowing each other for a minute. Because he's so, the veil is down. Like, everything flows out. You can see that from his show. He'll go either which way, and he's not confined by quote unquote manhood. He say anything and everything. He down with everybody's vibe. Yeah.
He's very, very good at making you feel warm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's from a genuine standpoint, because you know, there's some people that are masters of kind of the feel to kind of like, you know, get what they want, you know what I'm saying? Manipulate and everything, but like Kurt is, you can feel it, like the genuine, like just dopeness of him. Like he set a high bar for Philly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Cali nigga, ain't never been to Philly. But now I'm gonna expect everybody to be like Kurt. Like, hey, you ain't Kurt? Oh, you ain't from Philly then, son.
Exactly. And for people that don't know, we keep saying Kurt. Kurt is from the Head Nerds in Charge. So go check their brother out over their page. They do a live every Wednesday, I believe. And the shit will have you addicted. They'll start the show at something like 7 o'clock, and that shit will rock to like 12 and 1. I done been on the show before. I'm glad I'm working from home, because the bitch would be late every time I get on his show.
real talk, man. I always have fun with him, man. Like, whenever I'm able to do like a live or whatever with him, like I have fun. Like him and Micah from Blurred Over, man. Like, I have such a chemistry with these brothers, man. They're just Like, I love them. Like, they're just too much fun, bro. Like, it's just like, I feel like I've known them for years, honestly. Like, you know what I mean? So, that shit. Yeah. Amazing people.
And I'm glad that, like I said, we all over the United States and sometimes all over the world. And just to have that kinship, that camaraderie, like, I feel like you my brother. I feel like we've been knowing each other forever. And it starts with that geekdom and then it branches out from there.
Heck yeah, man. Like, I even look at some of you guys' chemistry, like, with each other, and it's so dope. Like, I'll be like, yo, like, how long, I'm going to ask, like, how long y'all know me? Like Blurview and Fantastic Frankie crack me up all the time. Like, I swear to, like, sister, I don't know how long they know each other, but it's
a minute, because I've been doing Blurview for maybe 2 or 3 years now, just from Instagram. Some of my, I believe my best friends are from Instagram through these connections in the DM.
Yeah, that's love, man. Because I'm just like, man, some of y'all, I was like, yo, man, they known each other for a long time. Because I'm like, bruh, like, they really solid. Like, that's really like family. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because they be going ham. And if it's somebody regular, you be trying to chop their neck. Like, why? Who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah. For real. I love it. I really do.
Yeah, man. But now I want to do some little silliness. I do this thing called this or that questions.
Let's do it. I'm with
you. Okay. So it could be, you know, quick off the top, and you, or you can elaborate on why you feel some type of way, because sometimes people say something and I'm like,
Hey, I'm quick on my toes. I eat the free stuff. So I'm good with this.
Okay. How would you prefer, Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix all day. Netflix.
I don't know why everybody say that, but okay.
You want the explanation? You want it?
What's the explanation?
Okay, let's go. Let's rock that. Let's go there. All right, so first and foremost, Hulu don't advertise good enough for me. I feel like they're, like, you know what I mean? Like, how their setup is a lot more sneaky than Netflix. Netflix kind of shows you a broad view of films. As soon as you get there, you're like, all right, I know what I'm into. Hulu is like, look at this list. Okay, scrolling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got you locked in yet? No. Okay. Here's this. How about this? Like, it's like, no, bro. Just show me what you got. Let's go like that. Like, you know what I mean? Same time, man. I don't know you. Same time. Like, it's,
Why am I crying? You made it seem like a petty auntie. Okay, we got this list. Oh, that ain't what you want? Okay, we got another one.
I'm not ready to show you the other one yet. All right. Like, where am I at? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, like, we asked about age earlier. I don't mind telling my age at all. Like, me, I'm 36. So okay. I'm used to the age of Blockbuster Video, like all that stuff. Yeah. Like, come. And so I don't give a shit what anybody says. I'm looking for that experience in anything that's movies. I don't care if it's Netflix, I don't care if it's Disney Plus. I'm looking for that Blockbuster feeling. Like, you know what I mean? And Netflix gives it to me.
You know what? Let one more person come on this show at Netflix and I'm going to be like, you right. Because I moved that shit all the way down to one profile. Because, you know, that shit was getting expensive. It was like $14. I was like, nope, I need one profile. We need to take turns watching this motherfucking Netflix. You on the Netflix? You watch one more show and then it's my turn. Like...
They also got, like, a lot of trash, too. It's like, it's whack. Like, there's a lot of whack movies on Netflix. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But for the overall experience, I would say Netflix over Hulu. But what I would say overall, over both of them, is Amazon Prime.
I mean, they got a lot of content, but I don't like their format. Like, their platform, their whole app experience or platform experience is trash. Because if I type in a singular word, it'll just pull random shit, or it'll pull the same title three times. Like, why is that movie in here three times? So I don't know who the fuck laid that shit out.
I feel you on that. I feel, and the thing is, the only thing that keeps me interested is the fact that I could put in any title, and most likely they'll have it. And it might be I have to rent it, but it's not a high rent. Like, in a sense, like maybe $2.99. So I'm like, I can live with that. But I look, because here's my overall. If I put in Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, which I do on every platform, if you don't, I'm a little set. Like, you know what I mean? That's my favorite movie in life. And if you don't have Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, you already lost a point. Period.
Then it pop up and you be like, show enough. Okay, man, I think you sold me. I think you're the last person I'm gonna push up on when they say Netflix. Okay, so I may, because Hulu expensive as hell. That shit like $60 a month. And I'm up here worried about $14.99.
Man, no cap, that is high.
Okay, so console gaming or PC gaming?
You said, wait, say it one more time, sorry.
Console gaming or PC gaming?
I'm a console man. Like, I, shout out to my PC gamers. I love them, but console is where I started. Console is where I will end. Like, yeah. If it comes to the fact that they do this Black Mirror shit and put chips in the back of niggas' necks and shit, I'm not having it. You better put that shit
like, can you connect my my remote control to my neck?
I'm good. I don't want it. No.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever explored this genre, but would you prefer a hentai over a porn?
It depends on the day of the week. Like, I'm a... you don't want to fuck with me, that killer. I will definitely say it. I am not embarrassed. Like, it's like I go all over the place, dude. I've been watching porn for too long now, so it's like, you know, I got interest with my shit. Like, I'm still hot enough, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a bull man, I'm a breast man, so it's just like, if I see you on hot enough, I'll be like, oh, okay, that's what we watching tonight.
Yeah, somebody said what they say, anime titties don't hit like real titties. I'm like, you ain't been watching the right ones.
Artist is like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on who the artist is, honestly, because it could be from weak as hell, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit look like a sex education pamphlet.
Yes. Or like two Barbie dolls, like a Ken and Barbie going at it, like that ain't even mechanically correct. People don't move like that. For you real. See the shit like it's fluid, like they be moving. I'm like, oh, word, they got their rhythm.
Exactly, like they just stuck in the game, like, you know what I mean? That's hilarious.
All right, let's see. While you're driving or on the train, would you choose music or podcast to listen to?
Music. I've just now been starting to get into podcasts, like, you know what I mean, trying to listen to your guys's and different ones, like, you know what I mean, because I've never been big on podcasts, like, you know what I mean, so it's like, I'm such a music head, I'm ridiculously a music head, you know what I'm saying, so, like, I'm now trying to journey into other things, even Audible books, I'm trying to get into a lot more, or have been getting into a lot more, so. No,
yeah, definitely. I may have to send you some people some podcasts, because I got into podcasts, not even my own podcast, but like listening to other content about 2 years ago, and I just got sucked in. And one show, it had been on since 2008, I think. So that's a lot of content. I cleared that shit in a matter of 2 years, just sucking it up in the car, sitting at my desk, drowning out these folks I don't like I'm working with, in traffic on the way home. I knocked out, what is that? 13 years of content in two years. So you get addicted. It's like, you know, it's like you listening to somebody's conversation you shouldn't be listening to. You know how that is. Like, oh, give me the dirt, motherfuckers.
I want the tea. Give me the tea.
Yeah, I want the tea. Yeah, so would you choose a big party or a small gathering?
I would say a small gathering. Definitely, you can work the room better, like, you know what I mean, get to know people more, like, you know what I mean, get more meaningful conversations, let alone, as opposed to just real short talk, because you can't hear shit, like, the bigger the party, you're not gonna be able to hear shit, like, you know what I mean, it depends, well, you know, if it's like a mansion party or some weird shit, I guess, but most of the time, like, bigger parties is usually bigger everything, bigger, louder music. I would prefer smaller.
Yeah, I think that's young people shit, like the big parties. It just make them feel some type of high, I guess. I'm like, no, when you get older, I like a lounge. I don't like no club. I like a lounge.
Exactly. I don't like bouncers at all. I have a huge bouncer issue. They just see me and don't like me. Like,
I was just about to say that. Some of your eyes. They like, this Cali nigga think he getting in. He ain't getting in.
promise you, I've had the strangest like encounters with bouncers. Nowhere, like, I got kicked out of Dave and Buster's before. I don't know if you know what that is, but this is how I knew I had bad luck with bouncers. I was like, they hate me. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
No, maybe they silently hating them. You beautiful, man. They hate your beauty. It's like, man, you good looking nigga ain't getting in here.
I'll take that. Please. I'm like,
oh man. Okay, so would you prefer a phone call or a text message?
Phone call, text. Let's see. Can I say depends on the person? Because I really want to say depends on the person. Something off the phone.
Hold on, we just had another connection issue. Okay, there you go.
Call coming through. So I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, see, they just sent a text message. It's like that motherfucker right there. I do not answer them.
Exactly. I literally told you this is what I was going to be doing. But, yeah, so like I said, so for some people, definitely, I would love to rather message than talk to over the phone. And like I said, so it just depends. It really depends. That's a depends question. Is that a good answer or do I have
to? That's a good answer. I didn't need that. Nobody's ever said that. Yes, that's a good answer. Because some motherfuckers, like you said, you see that phone ring, you're like, this motherfucker just tell me some bullshit I don't care about. They don't want my opinion. They just want to talk. Yeah, no.
Yo, you're the first person that talk too much. When you see their phone call coming, you automatically look at the time. Like, do I got time for this shit?
Exactly. And then they don't never let you off. If you do get on, you be like, well, I'm going to let you go. They be like, hold on, let me just tell you one more thing. Get your motherfucking ass off my phone. You're restricted to Texas now.
I'm holding two goddamn Costco boxes and I'm trying to get up these stairs. Fuck you.
Oh man, okay, so comic book or comic book movie?
As to which one do I think is better or which one do I like?
If you could only do one, which would you do?
I would say at this point, a comic book movie because. I know. That's not gonna go over well with, you know what I mean, the fandoms and some old shit, like you're saying, but it's just like for some superheroes that I don't fuck with or never did, comic book movies have saved them. Like, I didn't give a shit about Blade until Wesley Snipes did Blade. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first brush I seen with Blade, it was a badass first impression. It was on a comic card. This nigga had on a regular ass jacket and some fucking jeans, and he was just jumping. I was like, I'm not interested in this character. Like, I mean, he's black. I like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise than that, he looked like a normal ass nigga. Like, I just he looked like he was leaping over a bus stop. I was like, what the fuck is he doing that for? I don't get it.
But if you think about it, that's really what Blade is. He's just a regular ass nigga that had a hard life.
If you read that, but the thing is, if you watch Wesley Snipes and Blade 1, nigga, that first scene was like, all right, whatever Blade is now, I'm looking at the comics, the comic card. I want to see this. I want more. Like, you know what I mean? The comics, like Ant-Man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Paul Rudd did his thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't give a shit about Ant-Man before that. Like, I didn't care. Yeah. Like, fuck Ant-Man. Like, why is this? Why does he exist in the Marvel world? I don't like him. Like, you know what I mean? But after, I was like, yo, Ant-Man's pretty dope. I look at a comic, I'll read a few comics on him. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I
said. Okay. I always had his little grudge. I'm going to stop lying. It's a huge grudge that they make this shit just to get these dollars. I'm like, you could make infinite movies if you would just make it true to form of the comic book. But hey, they just want their little paper.
I get you in that aspect, and that's, you're 100% correct in that aspect. And that's why I said, like, I know I'm going to take a hit from the fandoms, but at the same time, it's like, I, as a enjoyer of these things, like, mm-hmm. I mean, it helps me enjoy ones that I didn't. Like, oh, I was already on Spider-Man. Like, I mean, you can't tell me nothing about Batman. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't tell me nothing about the ones that I'm already reading. I'm like, yo, y'all need to do this. You need to do that. But some of the ones I never read, they made it interesting. So I'm like, so that's
my thing. I'm so glad you said that, because I always forget to make my point on that. Stop reproducing these same fucking characters that we know. It's a wheelhouse at this point. You just keep doing this, turning out the same shit. What about the characters people don't know about? They have amazing stories. I would like to see fucking Sandman. I would like to see Wildcats. You know, shit like that. Even make another Spawn. I mean, that shit was made forever ago. But I'm saying, it's so much shit that they just not tapping into. That's just money on the floor.
That's true, and they are going to make another Spawn. I know they're working on that, but I get what you're saying. It's just, I'm a super movie head, and I'm the type of person that will, like, at the end of the week, and that's what I used to do before all this happened, all that stuff, like, I don't have the air quotes, but I always look at how movies are doing. I check IMDb regularly to just see what's going on, and I've been doing that since I was a kid, and why that won't happen like that is because the movie, or the movie execs, whatever you want to call it, and the entertainment business, they're afraid to take losses. They are definitely afraid to take losses. That's why a lot of movies don't happen, because they don't want to take it. Like, oh, no one knows this character. No one's going to watch this movie. Like, I shout out to Marvel for doing that. Like, I mean, for taking those risks on, like, because at that time, that the way they were doing it was like a calculated risk. It was kind of like, oh yeah, people are gonna love this shit, they're eating it up, like, you know, already. So they were able to be ballsy enough to do an Ant-Man movie, ballsy enough to do a Miss Marvel movie, like, in that sense. They were, like, depending on the fans, they were seeing how strong the fans were at this point. Like, you know, because anything else in the movie industry, they ain't trying to do that. They don't want to lose no money. They're scared as hell.
They just need to tap into some of them darker, grittier comics. Anything that was Dark Horse or Image, they need to tap into that shit. Because I'm just saying, that's wild. Like, a lot of people didn't know, like, my husband didn't know that Constantine was a comic book. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. See, that shit is dark and gritty, and it's palatable for anybody. You don't have to be a comic book head to watch that, yeah.
But you made a perfect example of why they won't move forward with certain stuff, because Constantine, although I thought it was an awesome movie, it wasn't a mega hit. It wasn't a mega hit for them. Like, just like they get scared because they tried this at different times. What people don't see is that they tried it at different times with bad results and scared the shit out of them. Like Tank Girl. It was like,
I love Tank Girl.
Let's not do that again. Like, the first day. Yeah. Wasn't that great, like, wasn't that marketable after it came out, like, you know what I mean? These things happen. Like, that's why I say, even with content creators or whatever people like, show love to it, man, because us, the consumer, are the reason why they won't bring that shit back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless we like certain shit, unless we go ahead and give money to certain shit and support, outwardly support it, no one cares. They're gonna wash that shit over. Like, we're not doing that no more. Like, when people say they love it, but they ain't coming to go see it and support it. So,
exactly. Okay, so would you choose a? Because this is a new one that I'm testing out. Would you choose a American horror film or a Japanese horror film?
At this point, I'm not even. I guess I would still go American. Like, I mean, I guess I still would, because if it's dubbed, I mess with it, but I hate subtitles. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're going to get grilled by the people. I said, you're about to get grilled by the people.
Hey, man, they can go ahead and give it to me and shit. As long as they don't grill me in subtitles, nigga, I actually see it.
Are you going to read this? Read. I'm about to read your ass. You're going to read it. Okay, so we talked about a lot of stuff, man. What is coming up in the next couple of weeks or months with Nerds and Hip Hop?
Well, that's dope. I love that you asked that question. So, first and foremost, like I said, the next few months, we are revamping and nerdsandhiphop.com to be more what the people can sink their teeth into, for lack of a better term. Like, we are going to make it so much more interactive, a lot more like a world star, like, you know what I mean, to where they're able to comment on the videos that they see, and you know what I mean, just a lot more things coming with nerdsandhiphop.com, so that they can account on that. Also, the next few weeks here, we're also going to be, I'm going to be hosting a Nerdcore rap challenge, like, pretty much. It's, I'm going to shoot that challenge out to rappers that are just, you know, of the normal genre. Maybe they're a trap rapper, maybe they're, you know, just a normal, like, just a hip-hop head type rapper, conscious rap, whatever, and kind of issue a challenge, you know what I'm saying, for a contest of $100 or whatever like that, winner of the best nerdcore rap. So kind of taking regular rappers that do their regular thing and shooting them into the genre, seeing if they can, you know, seeing if they can go ahead. Like, you know what I mean? So we'll be doing that a few weeks.
Okay, so to help the people out, one more thing. Are you interested in any producers, like beat producers?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We want to do the whole nerdcore hip-hop thing. Like, I mean, I've been reaching out to producers as well as nerdcore DJs. Like, you know what I mean? If you're a nerdcore DJ, nerdcore hip-hop dancer, like, you know what I'm saying? Say you hip-hop dance, but hey, you want to do it in a Deadpool outfit. Don't wait. Surprise.
Right. Okay, cool. So tell the people where they can find you.
All right, my people, you can go ahead and find us at nerdsandhiphop.com, of course. And also you can find us at Nerds and Hip Hop, our page on Instagram. We have a page on Facebook. Just type in Nerds and Hip Hop in your Google search. Nerds with a Z, NERDZ, like, you know what I mean, and Hip Hop. And you'll find us pretty much everywhere. We'll pop up on everything. So,
all right, man. Well, it was good having you on the show. I had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Yo, me too. Great time.
And for all the ladies that's listening, this brother is beautiful. Okay, he's a piece of chocolate. All right, so hit him in his DMs. He's looking for y'all, ladies. I don't know your life like that.
All right, nerds, geeks, blurts, and freaks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you learned some. I always hope you learned something. But yeah, let me know what you think. I just like talking to Joshua. You know me. I like talking to everybody. But this brother, it was like I've been knowing him all my life. So, and I'm glad to meet people like that on Instagram all the time. One of the Insta homies, like we like to call them. If you like to support the show, you can get over to gadgetsandgeekery.com and pick you up some of the merch. You can also hit me up on the hotline at 972-664-4886. Let me know what you think about the show. Tell me if you'd like to hear somebody on the show, show topics. Just let me know what's on your mind. I'm always here for that. You can check us out on all the social medias, but I typically live over on Instagram at Gadgets and Geekery. We're on Twitter and Facebook. We also have a 21 and up Discord that will soon be a Patreon feature. It's like I said, 21 and up. It's not for the kids. It's a lot of grown shit going on over there. So if you're interested in it, keep an eye out for the Patreon. Also, if you are a nerdcore lyricist yourself, let us just know. I can drop you the email address is gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. So we have our nerdcore spotlight for that. So I had a great time. I hope you did too. And see you next episode. Peace.